And the news at this hour is that we are awaiting a news conference in Watertown, Massachusetts. This is Robert, where the manhunt has been on all through the day, searching for 19-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev, who is the remaining surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings. Of course, overnight there was a shootout in Watertown, and his older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was killed. We have not had a briefing from authorities for some time.
For several hours. Meanwhile, as we've heard from residents of Watertown and from our reporters, the police have been combing the area, doing a very, very door-to-door search, it would seem, of what they'd reported earlier in the day to be 60 or 70% of this zone already searched. So one question is, when they do have a briefing in a minute or two, have they completed searching this area and not found Jahar Tsarnaev.
And everyone in that neighborhood whom we've talked to today, Robert, has described it as basically being like living under a state of siege. There have been Black Hawk helicopters circling overhead, SWAT teams going door-to-door conducting searches on individual houses. You spoke with someone earlier who actually had bullets come into her home.
Yes, and we're also talking about somebody who was in the thick, that is, Tsarnaev was in the thick of a firefight in Watertown, Massachusetts, early this morning. His brother died of wounds sustained in that fight. For all we know, he's injured. We don't know what condition he's in, whether he's somehow trying to find some medical help or where he might be.
Let's turn to NPR's Tom Gelton, who's here in the studio. And Tom, walk us back to last night. This all started falling apart or coming to where we are now with a shooting at MIT, shooting of a police officer, fatal shooting.
Yes, and shortly after that, Melissa, these two young men carjacked a Mercedes. The police got onto them, chased them. There was a standoff. They got out, according to an eyewitness, they got out of the car and exchanged fire with the police who were after them, and even threw explosive devices, grenades at the police. The older brother went down. The younger brother got back in the car and aimed straight for the police who were approaching him on foot. That's how he got away, and he's been missing ever since.
Older brother taken to the hospital and was soon pronounced dead.
He and the doctor who treated him said that he had multiple traumatic injuries.
Tom, I'm going to cut you off because
we're about to hear from the police now.
Authorities are approaching the microphones.
Thank you for your
the
patience.
Governor of Massachusetts is there.
Order will be Colonel Albin, Governor Patrick, Mayor Menino, Chief DeVoe of Watertown. We will take questions afterward. Please bear in mind that it's an ongoing investigation. It's very active at this very moment as well. So there are going to be a lot of questions you have that we cannot answer. But, well, Colonel Timothy Albin, he's been briefing all day. We'll fill in the blanks later if you miss it.
So of course, it's a multi-agency investigation, and the colonel, I believe, is with the state police.
And we're awaiting also Governor Deval Patrick, as you heard, governor of Massachusetts, who has been speaking to the press throughout this ordeal. As we wait for them, Tom, are you hearing anything more from sources about any links? And we expect to hear more from authorities, obviously, at this briefing, but anything more from sources about any links that they've been able to turn up that point to any past terrorist activity or any connections?
Well, I think the most interesting thing that has come up, Melissa, is we have learned more about, particularly Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the older brother.
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, Tom, I'm going to cut you off.
All of you for your patience, and to all of the viewers and listeners in the area who have also been very patient. I'm going to have Colonel Albin give a quick update on what we can say about the ongoing investigation. I'll have a couple of comments then about the stay indoors request and the tea, and then we will turn it over to the mayor and then to Chief DeVoe from Watertown.
This is Governor DeVal Patrick of Massachusetts who's giving us the
thank you, Governor.
Introductions.
Good afternoon. I certainly want to thank all of you for your patience. I know you're all tired. We certainly are as well. But we remain committed to this. We do not have an apprehension of our suspect this afternoon, but we will have one. We're committed to that. I want the neighborhood here in Watertown to know that we went through about 20 streets here, door to door, with our tactical teams. We knocked on doors to ensure that everyone was safe in their homes and that they saw the police on their streets. We did limited searches of those homes to render them safe. We've also followed a number of leads this afternoon that have taken us in various places in eastern Massachusetts, and none of those leads have been fruitful to this point. There's much left to be done, including ballistics and forensics work that will be concluding in Boston in the next few days. We also have a scene up here, a forensic scene, where we had some exploded and unexploded ordnance there that were made safe and removed during the course of the afternoon. That is still ongoing, but should be completed shortly. We are going to draw back our tactical teams, but the state police will be providing additional patrols to the town of Watertown over the next about 2 to 3 days. For the neighbors and the citizens of this community, we're going to have for the chief an additional 10 state police patrols augmenting the Watertown police in those neighborhoods, 3 shifts a day, probably through Monday. So again, I want to emphasize, this is a complicated investigation that's being led by the FBI. Our presence here today was about the safety of the people in the community. We're confident that we did that to the best of our ability. Unfortunately, we don't have a positive result at this point. But for the sake of everyone that were hurt or killed during the marathon, or those police officers that lost their life or were seriously injured, we are committed to seeing a conclusion to this case. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel. In light of the status of the investigation here in Watertown and the developments in the course of the day, the stay indoors request is lifted. The T is open, effective immediately, the MBTA, effective immediately. We are asking the public to remain vigilant. If you are out, continue to be alert to suspicious activity, unaccompanied or unattended packages and backpacks and so on. Remember, there is still a very, very dangerous individual at large, but we feel confident, based on what we know about the status of the investigation right now, that to that extent, we can return to living our lives. But again, in the areas where the stay-indoors request has been in effect, that request is lifted, but remain vigilant. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Governor. Let me just say to the public out there, thank you for your cooperation for the last several hours. Stand by was very helpful to us as the very different police departments went to work on this investigation. Yes, we do not have the individual arrested yet and brought to justice, but let me just say we have a lot of leads out there. I'm asking the public to continue to cooperate with us. You know, Boston will stand tall. We'll never stand down. Now, it's all of my citizens out there in the city of Boston. Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you to the business community for working with us over the last several hours. I'm close to the business. Big economic loss for them, but together we're going to get through this crisis. Thank you.
It's Mayor Thomas Menino.
Again, my message is to the community of Watertown. It's a little different what we're going to do here. You're going to see saturated patrols. As the Colonel said, state police will be out. Our local communities are going to support us. Nemlik will be here. So we are going to see a big presence. We searched a very thorough search of the 20-block interior. Unfortunately, as you know, we didn't have any results. But we're going to continue to move forward as a community. I can't thank the Watertown community enough for what you've done, your strength, but we need it to continue. As you heard, the crime scene is not done yet. That is not going to be collapsed for another few hours at least. So we need your support there, and you please go about your business. I know there's a lot of events in Watertown tomorrow, and we're going to have them. But you're going to see a big police presence as we do that. Thank you, and please say a prayer for those police officers. Thank you.
It's the Watertown Police Chief, and we're expecting
one more point. I just want to add, there's a photograph of our subject that's been widely distributed. I want to remind the public that it's there. If you see this individual, please, I want to emphasize this, do not take action on your own. We want you to dial 911 to your local police department, and anything that you might know about this individual, please send that to the FBI tip line. This is very, very important. I appealed the other day to the community for your cooperation, and you've come through. We need that continuing cooperation to solve this. Thank you.
And again, that's the superintendent of the state police. Did he get away was the question that we just asked.
Well, I think that goes to the investigation, and I don't want to discuss the investigation. I'll talk about anything that happened here today.
One at a time.
Any second thoughts about the decisions that have been made since the bombing?
No. We're committed to this since 11:30 or 11 o'clock last night. We've worked through since that time, and we have had people tirelessly walking those streets, going door to door up there. Unfortunately, we did not have enough people when those shootings took place in order to deal with the first aid issues that were prominent and establish a perimeter at that point in time. Go ahead.
May I? Well, I don't think, first of all, that the instruction lends itself to, simple phrases, right? We are where we were, effectively on as of Monday night or Tuesday morning, with a couple of exceptions. One of the suspects is dead. There was a firefight out here last night, some 200 rounds and explosives. So we were very justified, I believe, based on what we understood about the investigation, in taking what we knew was a big step in asking people to stay indoors while we went house to house here and in other communities close by to which we believed the suspect or law enforcement believed the suspect could have fled. The investigation has continued to develop. We can't give you all the reasons. All those developments right now, we will in the fullness of time. We can't right now, but based on those developments, we feel it is prudent to be able to say to people, you can get back out as long as you are vigilant.
What other departments will be helping you? Just the state police or the additional municipalities?
This has been an ongoing effort of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. It was from its onset, and it will continue to be that. So you have the FBI, the state police, and all of the local police departments, including the Boston Police Department. Go ahead.
Do you believe the suspect is still in the Boston area, or has he fled?
Did he have a call?
I don't have any direct knowledge that he's here in the Boston area, but we don't think he'd get much further. His ties seem to be here.
Brian, right here.
Well, I think this developed rather quickly last night, and I would wager that most of the activity that was printed in the media yesterday forced them to make decisions or take actions that ultimately revealed who they were.
So,
yeah, I want to be clear about the armed robbery. These folks do not appear to be the individuals who were involved in the armed robbery. They were at the 7-Eleven in Cambridge at a time that was somewhat coincidental to that, and we retrieved a surveillance video out of the 7-Eleven, but they were not involved in an armed robbery of that convenience store.
Not in front.
No, I don't want to comment on that because that's a homicide investigation. But all of this individual's ties were here in Massachusetts, and we believe that's the only person that we're looking for at this time.
Right here.
Yes, I believe he's still in Massachusetts. No, the whole point in providing that extra coverage to Watertown is for the benefit of this community. We've had this whole community, and in fact, the greater Boston area, as you know, shut down today. But in particular, these folks had a shooting in their neighborhood last night. There was a loss of life up there. It was a very violent activity. And so to provide that level of comfort to those folks up there in that neighborhood, we're providing or supplementing the Watertown Police Department.
Adam Riley, go. Adam,
Karen's coming.
We're hearing from Colonel Timothy Albin with Massachusetts State Police.
That would be supposition on my part, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not aware of a Mercedes
Adam,
the public should be looking for. Go ahead.
Then Carrie Anderson next.
Well, it's clear to us that there were explosives that they had with them last night. They threw those at the police officers that were pursuing them. Beyond that, what their intentions were would be a matter of supposition, and I'm not going to do that. Which car? Prior to the carjacking?
The Honda?
Yeah, that car, that you're talking about the Honda, that car is being processed at this point, but its relevance to the case is still not known.
Right here.
It's not something that I've considered. I'm worried about apprehending this particular subject. He's a very violent and dangerous person. That's our primary concern. I'm sorry? We don't know of a vehicle that he has. My message to the suspect is to give himself up, to stop any further violence towards anyone. In terms of where he is at this point, we cannot continue to lock down an entire city or an entire state. We are confident that we've done what we can do here in this particular neighborhood in terms of our search. And unfortunately, that was not fruitful. But we are redoubling our efforts, and we are as committed as we were this morning towards apprehending him.
But has anything changed in the last 8 hours? Have you found out anything new?
No. I would never give an all clear on anything. I want to reemphasize the point that people have got to be vigilant. This is a dangerous person who we believe has killed people. They need to be extremely careful and contact their local police department if they even suspect they identified as
individual. Have
you secured the suspect's personnel?
We've done a number of searches this afternoon, but that, again, is going to go to the investigation, and I don't want to comment on that. Well, I think that would always be a law enforcement's preference. But sometimes those things are decisions that they take away from us, and we hope that's not the case here. And that's why I'm appealing to him to give himself up and do it now. They were together last night. One of them was killed, and one of them fled the scene. On foot. I'm not going to get into that again. This is a homicide case we're talking about. And I don't want to discuss the evidence in the case.
Two more questions. Right here. One.
Well, I think, again, that's going to go to the investigation, and I don't want to comment on the evidence. Yeah. I think that you should be reassured by the presence, the enhanced presence of the state police in the Watertown Police Department being here in your neighborhood. And we are convinced that we did absolutely everything that we could in this neighborhood to ensure that this individual is not where he left last night.
Your last question.
What do you got there?
Last question, Colonel.
Last question.
How did he get away?
He abandoned a car that he had used that was involved in the pursuit from Cambridge here to Watertown last night. In terms of how he got away, he did it on foot. He fled on foot. I don't know where he went specifically after that.
So he abandoned the car.
I think that's it.
That's all.
Thank you very much.
We're covering old ground. We'll say what we can say.
We've been listening to a briefing by law enforcement officials and Massachusetts officials in Watertown, Massachusetts. Robert, the lead on that, they do not have a suspect in custody. They think he is still in Massachusetts. They could not say he is still in Boston, but they are lifting what has been a stay-indoors order for this neighborhood and for the city. They're saying, Deval Patrick, the governor of Massachusetts, said you can get back out so long as you're vigilant.
Yeah, the good news is the tea will be running and the neighborhood is declared safe. The bad news is, and how many negatives did we hear, the investigation in terms of finding the suspect has not been fruitful. Not a lot of leads out there. They don't know where he is. When asked how he got away, by foot, I guess that is perhaps...
They said he abandoned a car abandoned he had used and fled on foot.
They think he's in Massachusetts, but as Governor Deval Patrick said last night, and this was interesting, we heard a description of what it was like being indoors with gunfire outside from a woman who is living in Watertown. Mm-hmm. The governor said more than 200 rounds were fired.
And
in
explosives.
In that exchange, and explosives. In the middle of a street in Watertown, Massachusetts.